Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grant Napier Show.
This is the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie.
This team, there he is again. My goodness.
Doug Christie, what a pass. Men against boys.
The Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie.
Crouches, gets a step to the baseline. Drives with the right hand. Oh, boy.
Now, Grant Napier.
That is right. It is the Grant Napier Show. You tuned in, and nothing's wrong with your hearing, your radio. Everything's fine in your car unless you got an 8-track. D. Christie, that is right. Got my man Jay Johnson.
You did.
Yes, sir. Grant Napier is out enjoying the sun.
He's still on vacay, D.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. I ain't even mad at him. We still got a great show for you today. I'm glad you're tuning in. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the heat or running from the heat or dealing with the heat, because it's all heat out there, baby.
Hey, listen, I'll say this, man. And, you know, coming from where we've come from, it's been over the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Has been
Tell
crazy
it.
Where we come from.
Tell it.
We went from Sacramento.
Okay, it was hot.
It was hot.
Okay.
To Las Vegas.
It was damn hot.
It was death hot. Deathly hot. To Lake Tahoe.
It was pretty warm.
It was warm. To now back to Sacramento.
And it's hot again.
It's hot again.
That's all I got to say. At 3:30, we're going to have Jabari Davis, NBA reporter for Basketball Insiders. And at 5:30, the one and only Bobby Jackson. That is right. Always my sixth man of the year, every single time. So we're going to talk a lot of basketball. We are going to jump around, I mean, a little bit of everything. We got some reactions from Summer League. You got two games tonight, semifinals, Cleveland and Lakers. That's really odd, first and foremost, LeBron and then LeBron's old team. Then you got Memphis and Portland in the nightcap, 8:30 and 10:30 Eastern time, respectively. We're going to talk about players that might have jumped out at you at Summer League. Also, Kings needs going forward. When they just left out of the studio, I said, man, you guys have me depressed as a Kings fan earlier listening to you guys, man. So we're gonna get into a little bit of that. Free agency, who's left? The Kawhi Leonard hammer. When is that going to drop? Also, and this is what we're gonna talk about just shortly. Hey, be listening there, Chris. He's in there just partying because we're going to talk a little World Cup.
We got. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I need a little celebration music.
Hey, can we get some France celebration?
Tee up my celebration music.
Can we get the man something? Because did you put anything on it?
You know what? I actually.
That's a no. Just stop.
Yes,
right
I
now.
Didn't.
What?
You know what?
Ah.
When we were in Vegas.
You thought about it?
Sunday. But by time then, the odds were. I mean, I wasn't really going to make no money. I should have put it on France when we made our picks.
There you go. Yeah, you should have.
I might add a little change now.
Hey,
man. I'm pretty sure they were in the middle,
Come
20
on.
To 1 or something
Easy.
Like that.
I mean, Germany out.
Yeah.
Brazil out.
Yep. Argentina
out.
Spain
out.
Portugal
out.
I mean.
Oh, man. Also, we're going to cover that American Century Championship that we went up there in.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, Napier,
now
if
you
you're
get
listening.
To, yeah, now you get to brag
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, baby.
You know what? Listen, man, yesterday I'm finishing up in Tahoe, and I look and I said, probably about 2 o'clock, I'm on the course.
Okay.
I'm at the 18. I'm, you know, catching folks out. Had a little lunch. I said, let me go up here and take a little lunch. And I looked, and it was about 6 people still on the course.
Right.
Tony Romo was one of them.
Yep.
He was down 5 points, I believe.
Okay.
When he was at the 14th hole.
Okay.
The 15th hole, I looked down. I said, oh, man, something must not be right. Because he jumped 5 points.
Yeah, it must be
at
an
the
eagle.
15th.
So he must
so
have,
it must have been an eagle.
Okay.
I said, it says Tony Romo's at
whoop, whoop.
In first place.
You said, whoop, whoop. That's when you text me.
And that's when I.
Oh, no, that was later.
I
yeah,
texted you
later.
So I looked down, and we had Joe Pavelski on.
Yep.
Friday? I want to say we had Joe Pavelski Thursday or Friday.
Yes. Sharks
Friday.
Fame.
I think he had Friday.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, that was the last day. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we asked Joe that Friday, you know, how'd he hit him? He said, I did well.
Yeah, he did.
Look, Friday, I think Mark Rippon was in the lead.
Okay.
Former Washington Redskins quarterback was in the lead. Pavelski was, I want to say third.
Third, you're right. Because they send out those little things.
Yes.
I could read them, little alerts. Yep.
So Saturday, I look up, I said, at the end of Saturday evening, Pavelski's in front.
thinking, what?
I'm like, uh-oh, we gave him a little magic.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Grand Napier Show just gave him a little magic.
A little love.
So that's what made me keep looking, you know.
Or made him mad because Grant sent him away.
Well, that too.
Yeah, okay.
That too. So I'm sitting there looking and looking. I'm like, hey, Pavelski is actually in this. So Sunday, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm on the course, and I look around, and that's when I seen Tony Romo at the 15th jump in front. And I couldn't believe it. But the first thing, you know, the first thing that entered my mind was
Lake Lambier.
Oh, I said, please win. Please win, Tony. Please win. Because what can Grant say if Tony Romo wins this tournament? When DC was the person when we first walked in Wednesday.
Yeah.
Napes, who you got? Who you have, Napes? Who you picking, Napes? And he's like, remember, Napes didn't pick till Thursday.
Right.
Remember, he said he was going to Thursday. He's going to wait.
No doubt.
Okay, you said from the jump, I'm taking Tony Romo.
He was like, what? No way.
Dude, when Napes comes back tomorrow, it's going to be hilarious. I may drag the winner of the American Century Championship for the next week.
That sounds
maybe
about
the
right.
Maybe the rest of the summer,
hey, man.
Tony Romo won.
Tony might have found his mojo, man. He's going. He's trying to jump on tours and different things.
Yeah.
He's going to be up in Wisconsin, I think. I was reading something when they send those alerts out. So congratulations to Tony Romo.
Dude.
He done won something.
And I've seen the narrative on, you know, CBS Sports, a bunch of people playing with them. Tony Romo finally wins something.
So cold, I saw Michelle Beadle this morning.
That's cold.
They go and ask her. They say, what can't he do? You know what her answer was, right? Win
catch
the Super
a hike.
Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, foul. Foul ball.
You know.
Foul ball. Chris, you in there still, man?
Won a playoff game is probably one of them.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm still here. I haven't left yet.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, France won. I just wanted to see if you know that. Okay.
Oh, you got that? Okay. Over Croatia.
Wait, real quick, DC.
Yeah.
So Sunday or Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. All my
yesterday.
Days are yes. All my days are running.
I know,
together
man.
Now, man.
Mine
we've been
too.
Around. We've been place to place, city to city over the last week and a half.
Days don't matter.
They don't, man.
Just hours.
All I know is just wake up tomorrow. We got a show at this time. Be here. Let's do some recording. So I'm watching. France goes up 2-0, and I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say anything.
You go hold it.
I'm just hold back, right? So then they come back, Croatia, boom, 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 you know. And then next thing you know, my boy scores
Mbappe?
Mbappe scored number 3. What do they call the one that puts it away in soccer, Chris?
What do you mean?
Like the power goal, or is there like the execution goal? Did they the hammer
I don't know
or something? Okay. So I'm
saying in the coffin? I don't know.
Whatever. Right?
Call it what you want.
Right. So Pogba. Now, I've been talking about Pogba.
Yeah.
So Pogba scores the 4th one. I said, oh, no, now I got to text him. So I text Chris. And let's just say I got a four-letter word. Explicit.
Does it rhyme with hockey puck?
Yeah, pretty much. With like 3 or 4 exclamation marks behind it. I didn't even text back. I said, I'm going to just leave my boy Chris alone.
Because,
you know, he schools me in soccer all the time. But Pogba, Chris, Pogba.
Yes. Chris, was this the best World Cup ever? 12 own goals, 10 game-winning goals in or at or later than the 90th minute. You know, look at Belgium, Japan. I was talking to you about that one. What says you?
The thing that, like, really hurt it is because, like, I never, as a fan, I never had that, like, moment just because the U.S. wasn't in it. I think that's what really hurt the World Cup.
You being selfish?
Yeah, I am being selfish.
Don't be selfish, man. Come on.
This was really good. All the games seemed to be, like, really good. I mean, I would almost say, like, the least exciting one was that final. It was the final, but they were all pretty good.
Neymar hollers. No Messi. No Ronaldo. Germany out. Does someone get fired in Germany, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
For sure.
It's the hammer comes down. Okay, so here's the question for you. Video assist referee comes into play in the final. I have my take on it. Handball or no handball, Chris?
No handball.
No handball.
Come on.
No.
Are you serious,
because
man?
The handball rule is vague to begin with. He's not trying to.
Chris, if you look at the ball and then your hand moves, that's a handball.
No.
Dude, he's looking at the ball, and then his hand moves right where the ball's at. You know what he just told himself? Hand, move your butt down there and hit the ball. That's what he said.
It's just a natural movement.
He was jumping. He was coming back down.
I can't believe
you two. He was putting his arm back to his body.
Nah.
It's almost like, see, and this is the thing, and Chris, you can speak to it a little more because you watch soccer more than all of us. Does it almost speak to kind of like the kickball rule in the NBA where you throw the ball off the foot and it's a kickball, but technically it's like, wait, his foot
that's
just
– That's
but,
different.
But that's what you're almost saying with this, though.
No, because what I'm saying is he saw the ball coming – and he put his hand where the ball was coming.
He was just coming down.
That ain't got
nothing to do with it. That's natural movement.
No. Listen, if I had a ball right now and I threw it at you, yep. What would your hands do?
I'm going to block it.
Exactly. Sure. Your hands is going to move because you're going to look at the ball, and where the ball goes, you're going to put your hand.
Well, it depends.
That's what he did.
Yeah, it depends.
Well, unless you're a dummy, you're going to take one in the face.
But if I'm
you real confident like Kobe. Remember he stood there?
Yes.
He was like, go ahead for it then. Hit me, Matt. I was like, wow.
If I'm a highly trained soccer professional.
Oh, come on.
And I've been in soccer all my life. Hey, look.
I'm surprised Chris said that.
I'm not scared.
Chris, you surprised me right now.
It's true.
You're saying what I'm hearing from you is you don't call that in that moment. Because you guys can't watch that and say his hand did not go where his eyes saw.
It was coming down. Like, if his hand is going up and it's going away from
his... No, forget up or down.
That's the rule.
No, my point is he looked at the ball and then he put his hand right where the ball was at. That's common sense. That's like catching. You play baseball, ball's coming at you, you catch, right?
I don't think it was intentional.
Wow.
But if you're in that moment and you see the ball coming towards your hand and you start to move your hand and you can't get your hand
out of the ball wasn't coming toward his hand. He moved his hand because if he would have left his hand where it was at, it wouldn't have touched the ball.
This is a problem. You're watching it in slow motion.
Right.
That's where I started at. I said video assist, referee came into play. I mean, that's why we're talking about it. Otherwise, the ref wouldn't even have called that because he had to depend on the opponent. France was going, handball, handball, hand. Well, however you say it in French, that's what they were saying. You know how to say that, Chris?
Nope, not yet.
We have to learn on that. But shout out, first of all, to Mr. Jay Johnson. Can we get applause in there or something? I mean, the man picked the freaking World Cup. You Mr. Soccer. This man played baseball.
He picked Argentina, by the way.
No Messi last time I checked.
By the way, I believe France beat Argentina. We can check that, though.
Yeah, and my guy went down hollering.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Whoa. That was unnecessary.
He was embarrassing himself.
So, did he do it?
In the sport.
So you're saying that he did a what's the man's
Neymar
name?
Neymar was
– No, he did a play for the Boston Celtics. Well, I can't think of his name.
Marcus Smart?
Old school.
Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce. He did a Paul Pierce. He went out on the wheelchair. He came on back, lit him up.
He was a – Neymar is like a stereotype of what every person that hates soccer thinks of soccer.
What's that?
Just diving and rolling around and getting up immediately.
I will say this. He stepped on the man's shin with his cleat. You ever had that done, Chris?
That's why you have shin guards.
He didn't have any on. That hurts, man.
It's like basically –
hurt as much as what he did.
Right. It's basically like you not having any leg pads on.
Exactly.
And get hit low.
Come on, man. You about to skin me. You can't skin me.
Nah.
Come on, you guys. I can't believe.
I don't know.
Chris, I want you to go back and look at that replay, man. And come on. Just look at it.
I saw it 100 times.
I saw it 101, obviously.
Out of everything that surprised you in the World Cup, because this would be the only time that I ever watched soccer.
No, because next year or next time around, America's going to make it. You're going to be
every
all in.
Year,
oh, okay.
You know, this is the only time that I actually would pay attention to soccer. I actually watched it. You know, Fox was saying, 160 games in in 3 weeks or something. I mean, I probably watched a good 60 of those games.
Absolutely.
Is there something besides the fact that a lot of the powerhouses didn't make it as far as I think a lot of people would have wanted to? Was there anything that caught your eye where it's like, I might be able to watch a little more soccer?
Well, for Chris or for me?
For you.
Because I watch a decent amount. If I see it I usually pause.
Really?
I usually, because I played. So I to answer your question, what I like and what I see and what I if I was coaching NBA, what I would bring is that quick passing, the quick second pass, bang,
bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
But that only happens like once every 72 minutes in soccer.
But it could happen a lot more in basketball. But that, to me, is like some of the most beautiful. What do they call? I don't even know this one, call, Chris, but when the ball is passed to me and then I get ready to get it and I let it go past to my teammate, that is the filthiest thing of all time.
The little fake catch.
Is that just beautiful to see?
Yeah.
And he's running open too? Oh my God.
The little fake. Never mind.
Hey, listen, that's. So when you talk about the beauty of the game, that to me, when I see some of that, like, listen, you get ready because Mbappe he's global.
Yeah, boy,
he's
serious,
man. The movements and
he's serious,
man.
Chris, who does Mbappe play for again?
PSG in the French.
Not for long. He plays for the NFL. Not for long because he about to talk about the Brinks truck.
Yeah,
back at.
How much money did he make in soccer terms this tournament, Chris?
I think, this tournament?
Oh, in the tournament? Well, they don't make what
he donated for the future.
No, he donated his,
yeah,
by the way.
Right, but
for
I'm
a
19-year-old,
that's solid.
This is kind of like a young rookie coming up at, you know.
No, he just signed a $200 million contract or something like that?
He made $19 million
last year. Right.
Didn't, or someone bought him then?
Yeah, PSC did.
Right, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, they about to.
But now do you, what I'm asking is, now does he go back and say, listen, I need a little more now?
Yeah.
Because he's a star now.
Yeah.
Well, then the problem is he's in the French league, which not a lot of people pay attention to. Same as Neymar. Like, if you want to be
gangster,
the guy, you got to go to Spain. You have to go to England. You have to go to Germany, Italy.
So why wouldn't someone buy him out now?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, someone's coming.
Someone
to get
has
him,
to right? agree to it. PSG has to agree to it. So,
yeah.
Well, they'll throw $500 million at him.
Hey.
And they'll just, oh, yeah, for sure. Take that.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, he's 19.
Cha-ching. Hey, next time World Cup comes around, what
next
is that?
Next year, the Women's World Cup.
Well, okay.
U.S. is going to take it all.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's
solid
shot,
right
man.
There. Women's soccer on the rise.
Are we still good in women's soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We're solid. No hope solo, but we rocking. We
yeah,
got
well,
it.
Hope's got a few things Hope. She needs to handle.
There you go. hey, when is that and where is it, Chris?
Next it's going to be next year in France.
No.
Yeah. You're talking about men's?
Get the women out your head.
Talking about
hold
men's?
A second, bro.
2022.
2022 in Qatar.
That's right.
Ooh. Qatar. Oh, that's going to be. Ooh. We might have to go to that, Chris. Guess what airlines we're flying on? Go ahead, tell everybody.
Emirates.
Damn right.
Emirates, baby.
Hey, even your boy Napier signed on for that one. So we're talking about contracts. We're looking right here. Le'Veon Bell fails to reach a deal with the Steelers.
Yeah. The deadline for franchise tenders to sign an extension was at 4 p.m. Eastern today.
Yes.
And Le'Veon did not do it.
What's your take on that one?
You know, I'm always
– because I think he's – just so people know, I think it's $17 million that he's going to get
by for the franchise tender, yeah. Right, which is the average of the top four players'
at
salaries
position.
At his position.
Should have added in wide receiver, seeing that he had 83 balls.
Caught. Right, which is something he's been
or
fighting for.
One or two.
Which is something – the reason what he's been fighting for. He's been fighting for that, and he's as a running back – we all know their shelf life isn't very long.
Absolutely, so especially when he got 400 carries,
come
pushing
on now.
300 plus.
He's trying
last
to get
year.
His money. I'm a player's guy. I kind of side with him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've been the cowbell guy of this team for the last 4 or 5 years,
and we're good.
Yeah, at this point, I think he's 26.
Yep,
which probably means in NFL years. He's got 4 to 5 years left as their top guy.
Mm-hmm.
All he's been asking for is a contract to show that.
Right.
And they've yet to give it to him. From all accounts, he wants $15 million a year.
Average salary.
Average salary.
But put that aside, he wants the signing bonus because that's the real money.
That's upfront money, yeah, which means he wants $30 million guaranteed.
Rex!
Give that to him.
What's
so hard to give that man $15 million for 2 years?
I mean, you're already paying him $17.
Which
really,
is asinine.
Really, you're
I
paying
mean,
him $13.
Come on, man.
I don't.
I'm with Le'Veon. I would hold out as long. With the NFL, I would hold out as long as possible unless I got some of these guys got some tremendous contract, mm-hmm. $90 million, a lot of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But as a running back, I would hold out as long as possible to take the least amount of hits on my body, not counting he just came from Michigan State, which used him a lot. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his senior year, he had the most carries in the college
country.
Ranks. And he left to somewhere like top 10 top 10 touches ever.
Yeah.
Close to 1,000 or something
now,
like that.
Now, his running style does help him a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because he ain't hitting. He hits the hole, but he takes his time. He allows
he's patient.
He's patient. He allows his blockers to do their thing.
Very much so.
So that helps him. But
still taking a hit, man.
But that's, you damn right.
Yeah.
I need them chippers, man.
That's why when they all say, you know, and you probably did. Did you ever play football, Pop Warner, or anything like that? Okay, when you play football, sometimes, I don't care what nobody said, kid or no kid. I remember having some carries, and it may be 15 times you touch the ball. And you know what? It's like, look, I've got one touchdown for the day. You already had me the ball 12 times. You know, I know I have 100 yards. Sooner or later, I'm just going to step out of bounds one time. And then when you do that.
DeMarco Murray?
Yeah, you know, when you do that, now everybody's arms are, you know, flailing. Oh, my gosh, he didn't want to take the hit. You know what? Look, I took 20 already today. Yeah,
he missed $1 million for three yards.
I know, man.
So.
I know.
Hey.
And that's business.
That's real
and
business.
And that's why I say if I'm Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
You better believe I'm trying to hold out for as much money as possible. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that he needs to get his money. I guess Jay, my question is, because I don't know the NFL salary cap. I don't know if you know it. This is it impossible to gain leverage in the NFL similar to the way that LeBron does, doing 2-year contracts and things like that? Or is that what the franchise takes away from the player, is the ability to have some leverage because he doesn't really have leverage? Or do you sign? Can you sign a smaller deal with a signing bonus, but it's only like 2 years? He wants a longer-term deal.
Yes, because the thing about NFL contracts is they're not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So
the signing bonus is everything, because after that, if you go down, you walk away with what you got.
Absolutely. NFL contracts are a lot of fluff.
Yeah.
You know, you have to hit perks, you have to hit bonuses, you have to hit milestones to get all your money. So a lot of times, you know, when you see, we read about a contract, this, you know, Albert Haynesworth, he got paid $91 million for 5 years. That's outstanding for a defensive tackle, DN, you know, the position that he played, a hybrid style. But in reality, he only made like $30 million out of that.
Yeah.
You know, 40. Actually, I think he made close to 50 because he actually played an extra couple of years Washington. But 91 compared to 45, let's just say 45 right. million bucks,
oof.
That's half.
What? Talk to me.
And that's not even counting half of what you have to pay Uncle Sam and half of what you have to pay your county and half of what you have to pay your agent and half of what you have to pay your PR company and half of what you have to pay your manager and half of, you know, et cetera.
And Paul George said,
come on now.
I like Oklahoma City for an extra 7.
I bet you I will.
Yeah, this is real nice
because
here.
Because people forget, when you come to California, you can see 30, but you're really going to walk home with 15.
Hey, talk to me.
And we had this conversation in Tahoe.
We did.
I asked you about this, and you were like, look, man, I played in Toronto, and they literally.
51.
Man.
Take it.
Half your salary.
No, that's more than half.
So let's just
be clear.
Yeah, well, percentage higher. But.
Okay, so I know we're going to go to break in just a little bit, but so take Julio Jones.
I'm him too.
Arthur Blank, he never made him franchise. He gave him his chips right off the bat.
Right off the top.
And now he's like,
I need to be paid again.
I need to be paid again. And this is what goes back to my question about LeBron James. See, Julio's that type of guy that could leverage, but this is his only way to leverage. Is like, look, I appreciated the fact that you had me second behind Megatron, and he's gone, and I'm the man.
Right.
I'm going to need that again, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, at what point in time? Because, look, there's always someone coming who's bigger and better.
That's how it's went. I was just watching who they say Mickey Mantle hit a 594-yard
home run.
Yeah, foot, excuse me.
Yeah.
Home run. Now you got Judge. Now you got
looking
Stanton.
To hit 600.
Man, come on, man. Somebody's always coming.
And that's the thing. So I'm with Le'Veon. And the one thing that – and we'll talk about this a little later, of course, in the show. We can dive a little further into this. But – the one thing I've always been hesitant with what the Steelers have done is, what's taken so long? Is it because he's out? Is he outlandishly outbid himself? Does he want $20 million? But that's not what we've been hearing. We've heard that he's wanted $15 million. Okay, now the last 3 years you franchised him. The first year you paid him $12 million.
Yeah.
Last year you paid him $14 million. This year you're going to pay him $17 million with all the accelerators.
Yeah.
So my thing with that is for 2 years, you paid him $15 million.
Already.
Technically, and you saved $3 million on 1 year.
Yeah.
If you would have did the deal, this would have been the fourth, fifth year. You've been done.
Yeah. And you give him your chips. But are they thinking like the Julio thing? Like, look, then you're going to come out and then you're going to be holding out again for some more chippers?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but Julio at least has played two years on that contract. Now he's saying, look, the money has went up in the league. Now I want to be paid like the top wide receiver again. Where I don't know if Le'Veon said that. He just said, look, man, I want some guaranteed money.
And then there's people out there going, well, damn, man, what's your signature worth? You signed, bruh.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, man, you told me you was going to be here at 3 o'clock. Man, it's 4.
I get it.
This is the Grant Napier Show with me, DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson filling in for the redhead himself. When we come back, you can get us at 339-1140, 800-920-1140, or you can get in on the Jiffy Lube text line 44-1140. Holla back! God bless you, Chris. I appreciate that right there. This is the Grant Napier Show with me, DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson filling in for Grant Napier. Tell it. Tell it. It is going down.
We want the phone.
Uh-huh. Got to have it. We got him online.
We got him online.
Jabari Davis, NBA reporter. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it is me, Doug Christie, and we got Jay Johnson. I want to start out. I was thinking like, oh, okay, we got NBA on. But I got to ask you, Jabari, because we have a lot of different people who come on and we talk about what they do. How do you go about your information? Like, do you ask people? I don't. This is probably the wrong word. Eavesdrop. You know, like, how do you go about? Yeah, the connections and all that. How do you go about it?
Man.
Yeah, I know, but I want to hear from him.
Oh no, no worries, no worries. Some of it comes from eavesdropping, of course, but a lot of it is just a matter of just honestly treating the players like they're human beings, not trying to grill them, not trying to come across any type of way, and just trying to be personable. And sometimes they'll drop something on you, and sometimes, you know, they'll accidentally let something slip. But either way, it's generally just for networking.
I got you. The word I was looking for was ear hustling. My bad. Yeah. Go ahead.
100%. I'm an ear hustling.
No doubt. Have you been at the Summer League the whole time? You watched some of the games? How has that been?
I've watched it. This was the first year in a while that I actually did not attend in person, but I have been watching. I've been keeping track of it. I spared myself that trip to the desert this
year. Boy, you missed a lot of heat. I'll say that.
It was heat. Who impressed you from what you saw so far? Did anybody jump out at you that you said, you know what? Okay, I see maybe why they selected that guy so high, or man, that was a steal there.
Well, some of the guys, I mean, you know, obviously, I've primarily focused on, you know, because I cover the Lakers in particular. So Josh Hart has been impressive. He's probably been one of the better guys out there. Now, it's not necessarily a shock, you know, given that he's a second-year player and the way that he looked, especially going down the stretch last year. And again, with second-year players, you expect them to do that. In fact, you know, really what you're looking for them is just to not look terrible, because that's when you really have, that's when you really have some question marks. But what's my man's name for the Knicks? Is it Kevin Knox?
He's looked
very good, you know, very strong and ready to go. I mean, again, it's summer league, so I always try to remind folks, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But you know what? If you take last year, for instance, some of the guys that shined, you know, in the summer league, you know, whether it was Lonzo Ball, whether it was, you know, Donovan Mitchell or Jason Tatum or, you know, a couple other guys, they ended up actually showing that it wasn't just a fluke and it wasn't just a matter of playing against the other younger guys, and they really used that experience in the summer league as a springboard heading into the season.
Jabari Parker, speaking of summer, he just signed a two-year, $20 million contract. And I know a lot of guys here in Sacramento have been interested in it. They've mentioned his name a few times. Talk about Jabari Parker returning back to Chicago. Good move, bad move, and for the money, do you think it was spot on?
Well, I mean, if you're Jabari Parker, you're coming off of, you know, consecutive seasons, or I don't know if it was two or three consecutive seasons where he had either a season-ending injury or a season-hampering injury. If you can end up with $40 million, even though it's short term, you know, that can't be the end of the world. So for him in particular, I'm happy that he's going home. I'm interested in seeing what that core group of Parker, obviously alongside Markkanen in year two, Chris Dunn, and hopefully a healthy Zach LaVine. I'm really interested in seeing what they look like. But I will admit, I am kind of concerned with the fact that they're paying a total of $40 million to two guys that maybe have one original ACL amongst them. You know, so Hopefully they can stay healthy and make things fun out there in the Eastern Conference. But for all parties, I definitely think that was that was a good situation. It stinks for the Bucks, but hey, the game is a game.
Yes, Jabari Davis, NBA reporter. You talked about the Lakers earlier. You got Ingram, Kuzma, Ball signed. It looks like a plethora of free agents. Some people looking maybe not enough shooting, but a lot of defense, gritty type of players. Obviously, LeBron James. Two guys that jumped out at me is Sfi Mukhailu and Mo Wagner that I really liked in the summer league. When you look at the Lakers, are they done? If they're not done, what do you see maybe them trying to figure out or work out moving forward?
Well, they sure are making it try to sound like they're done, but part of me still feels like, you just alluded to it, the question about the shooting. Now, look, they've kind of gone on their media blitz and, you brought up the fact that, Josh Hart shot 40% last year, Brandon Ingram shot 39% last year, and LeBron is a, high 30s, maybe even low 40s, depending upon the situation, shooter. So they got some guys technically that can shoot, but it's just not kind of proven as a unit together. So they could be done, and maybe maybe they determine that this year isn't going to be the year where they really push for it. It'll just be a work in progress, and kind of assessing those guys next to LeBron. And if that's the case, I do understand it. But even though LeBron James has shown that, or at least it doesn't appear to be aging, I don't know what his secret is. I still feel like you can't just go into it automatically saying, "Oh, we're just going to chalk this year up." So maybe they're being patient, and maybe they're working on things behind the scenes. But part of me still thinks that there could be they'll at least be exploring deals out there. And the names are obvious. Obviously, you guys know they've talked about Kawhi. They talked, now even recently, a guy like Jimmy Butler has been mentioned. Mm-hmm. Due to his situation out, over there in Minnesota. So. Maybe they're done for now. And if they are, it's not a total disaster. Even without the shooting, I'm very intrigued to see what they can do with kind of a plethora of playmakers around those young guys with the free agent additions. And obviously, the biggest name of the bunch is LeBron James. And anytime you can bring him in, you've already had a great summer.
Yeah.
Talking about Lakerland a little bit, someone who's just left Lakerland, Isaiah Thomas going to Denver. I mean, how much money? It's kind of sad that he's lost so much money after giving so much of himself to some of these teams and organizations and cities. Do you think this is a transitional year for Isaiah to see if he's healthy, or do you think this is something that Isaiah is going to be looking for every year, where he may be a bounce around guy in the league now?
Best case scenario is it's a transitional year where he can go out there, he can prove himself, he can show that he can join a young team that's already kind of established. They didn't make the playoffs last year, but they've kind of been right there, right there at the end of it the last couple years. Worst case scenario, he does have to bounce around. But to be honest with you, I actually feel for this, feel for that dude, because the truth of the matter is, no one's going to cry about another man's money. That's got to hurt. That's got to feel like, sure. For my fellow longtime NBA fans, that's got to feel like a Doug Christie on Rick Fox uppercut.
You said it, Jabari. Goodness gracious. Look at you, man.
I had to throw it out.
No doubt. When I look at IT, because he's from up my way in Washington, it's interesting because we're seeing, Jabari, so many one-year, two-year deals. Could this fall? I mean, now listen, he's only getting $2 million, lost about 100 plus. Oof. So you never really recover that. But no. My question to you is, if he proves that he is healthy and he – because right now, the ability to prove that you're an assassin off the bench, I think, is probably the spot that now is there for him. Could he find a situation maybe next year where he's in that 10 to 15 to 18 range if he comes in and gives you 18 off the bench and they make a playoff push?
Yeah, I try my best not to count someone else's money, but it's tough for me to see him at $18 million.
Okay.
The only reason is, look, I'm far from a cap, expert. Mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't claim to be one, and I don't even play one on the radio. But just based on what other guys have gotten, like what ended up hurting guys like IT is the contract that
Lou Williams.
Lou Williams, thank you. I appreciate it. You knew exactly where I was going.
No doubt.
The contract that he took, because I thought that he was going to be a guy that might be able to command like 12 to 14 million, you know, in this offseason over, you know, 3 or 4 years. But, you know, once that number went in, that kind of sets the market.
So,
and for a guy like IT coming off of the injuries, coming off of the question, you know, the questions in the locker room and all of those things, and, you know, some of them may or not have been his fault. It's just an unfortunate turn of events.
You know, Jabari, so tell me, how does a guy like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and J.J. Redick just keep smacking them at the bank?
Well, right? Exactly. You know, some of it probably has to do with, I mean, look, as much credit, as a fellow 5'9"-ish guy, I'm not belittling, you know, but some of it has to do with, you know, the limitations that are there.
Okay.
Yes, he can, you know, yes, he's shown that he can score. Yes, he's shown that he can do, you know, do some things on the offensive end. But, you know, I think Boston did a fantastic job of masking any and all deficiencies that he had, or at least to the best of their ability. I don't know that if I'm another organization, if I trust that my coach will be able to do the same thing with him, or if my setup is the same.
I got you.
What's left on the free agency pool right now? I mean, we've seen Jabari Parker just go. I know Clint Capella's out there. He's a restricted free agent. There's been a little buzz of Marcus Smart over the last couple of last week, which it seems like his agency is kind of speaking up. I mean, who out there is value right now in the free agent market?
Honestly, you kind of named the main guys that are left out there. Obviously, you know, of course, everybody, you know, there's always a GM that will say, I can do something with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, with everybody that's in the league, you know, so, you know, not to diminish anything that anybody, you know, that's reached this level has done. But those are the big names. I mean, you got Montrezl Harrell. You know, he's another restricted guy. I'm interested in seeing where he lands. But the truth of the matter is, it seems to me that all of the restricted guys are going to end up just re-signing with their original teams, specifically because most of the teams that are out there that are still out there with money, they don't really look like those are the guys that they're going to go for. You know, so it appears to me that their respective teams have played this process, you know, properly, and are probably going to end up getting all those guys to come back on relatively team-friendly deals.
Jabari Davis, NBA reporter, man, knocked it out of the park. Next time you see Rick Fox, man, tell him to keep his hands to himself, player.
Oh, man. I'll let Pretty Ricky know if I do that.
Appreciate you, money. We're going to tap back in with you, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Grant Napier Show, me, DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson. Hang out with us in a second. I know in the heat, this is sounding real good in the heat, Jay. Let it whip. Grant Napier Show, me, DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson filling in. Christopher Lott on the board, the DJ on the ones and twos. Some interesting stuff right there from Mr. Jabari. What's Jabari's last name?
Davis.
Jabari Davis.
You know what kind of, and you and Grant had an opportunity to speak about it. Jabari Parker, that money was all on potential. Don't you think?
You mean his 20?
Yeah, 20. I mean, we're talking $20 million for Jabari Parker. In all actuality, you never know. You can never guess injuries. You don't really know what happens to a person's body. You know, you've told stories of times where it didn't even show up on film. It didn't show up on,
absolutely,
you know, on x-rays. So we don't know what's wrong with Jabari, minus the fact that he's had two ACL repairs. Well, three, actually, I think, count going back. But $20 million for potential.
And you know what? He's also getting a home. Instead of getting a hometown discount, he getting a hometown bonus. So, because, see, think about it. They got a, you know, a young little nucleus. You got Dunn. You got LaVine. You got Lauri Markkanen. You got some pieces. So now you bring him back one of the hometown heroes, and, you know, he going to put some – butts in the seat. They really don't have a big problem with fandom because
Chicago's
pretty solid when it comes to being supported by the fans in the city. But I get what you're saying. 20. I don't know if the second year is guaranteed. It might be team option. It might be a player option. Probably not a player option because I'm opting in on that.
Absolutely.
One. 20.
I mean, but okay, his career Last year, he averaged 12.5 points.
That's pretty solid, actually, coming back off a double ACL.
Five rebounds. 12.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Does that say $20 million?
No, it does not.
Now, again, I know the second year is normally when
everything comes around. Goff.
Right.
Okay.
And that's my point. Why are we – because it's not a long deal, or is it because he has potential? But in reality, this deal doesn't look good on paper.
I think, first of all, it's the hometown bonus, but also the – I mean, listen, before he was injured,
Two years ago, he had 20 points a game, right?
Yeah, he wasn't a bust.
He played 50 games, though.
Yeah, he wasn't a bust.
The
kid got skills. He can play. He's got size. He reminds me of a younger Carmelo Anthony with the way that he moves and goes about his business.
Yeah,
now,
I can see that.
My only thing is first, he was a 3, but I don't see him as a 3 right now. I think he is a stretch 4. I think he's a guy that probably can knock down some shots. It's more than
really? At 6'8"?
Yeah. I mean, because think about it. What's the kid from Houston?
I guess he's a power forward.
That's power forward size in today's game.
Yeah, it is.
You know, on top of the fact you don't have to have that crazy
small
size.
Forwards who are 7 foot it's amazing.
Yeah, everything is a little different than it used to be. So from that standpoint, look, if he's going to be able to stretch the floor and knock down shots, his only thing is will he stay healthy?
He shot 38% from three-point land last year. He shoots 74% at free throws.
That's a little low for him.
And 48% from the field. That's solid.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Those numbers speak to quality. But
$20 million quality.
That's where we at today, man.
Ah, man. For $20 million.
Don't get me stretching over here, bro. Why you
I
do
know,
that, man?
I get you. I mean, okay, his career average is 15.
Okay.
He's not played in many games, though.
No.
His rookie year is when he got hurt the first time. He played 25 games.
Okay.
Second year, that's the year he actually played full healthy. He had 14 a game. He had 5 total rebounds, a little under 2 assists.
Okay.
Gave you a steal a game, half a block. I mean, again, he's a good ball player. I just don't see $20 million a year. And I think I'm hung up on – and again, it may just be a 1-1, and I'll check that here in a minute. But
yeah.
I think it's the name. You're paying for his name.
No doubt. That's my point.
And I mean, think that's what kind of bothers me with his deal. And even the same thing even last week, and I said this about Zach LaVine. I think you were paying for Zach LaVine's name, but I was a little more comfortable paying for Zach LaVine because I've seen him do it, you know. And again, Jabari's in Milwaukee, so we don't get to see as many games. But I don't see Jabari $20 million worth. It's time to play 9 at Sierra Pines Golf Course. Learn more at TimberCreekGC.com.
I see Zach LaVine being ultimately, if he continues where he's going, he's the Max-ish type of player.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem
because
he can put the ball in the bucket.
Yeah.
He's uber athletic.
Yep.
He can play the point guard. He can play the two guard. He can play the small forward. I mean, he can do a litany of things. When you talk about Jabari, you also have to – what does he bring through the turnstiles different than they had? Take that off of what you owe him. I don't know what that is at the end of the year. But, yeah, I would agree with you. You're paying for the name. You're paying for the hometown boy coming home. It's the story. It's a lot of different things with him. Now, if he stays healthy, you may have got a deal if he stays healthy, but that's if.
Yeah, and I mean, how many people – we can say that about a few people in the league. And the same Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. You know, there's some guys out there who, if they stay healthy, they look fantastic, but they never can stay healthy. You know, again, I think I was a little more comfortable seeing Zach LaVine garner that type of money, where a lot of people, they didn't want to see $80 million as Zach LaVine. But at the same time, that's where we're at. And the other part of that is, you know, Chicago's a major market.
It is.
So, I mean, they can afford the $20 million, but I just don't see him as a $20 million guy. I think I expected to see him as kind of more of an Isaiah Thomas deal where you'll get a 1, but not $2 million.
Oh, okay. Like the mid-level exception, something like that?
You know, $8 to $10 million on the 1 year. You know, even if you would have got a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope deal, one for 12, 13,
now,
could see that.
I will say this. I don't know where they're at on the cap because, from my understanding, you got to spend like a certain amount of cap.
$91 million you have to spend.
Okay, so they obviously, I'm sure, probably are right about there now because you got to think marketing's still on his rookie deal. Dunn is still on his rookie deal. Whoever they drafted this year, Wendell Carter. So he's on his rookie deal. So they have some ability, and then I don't think that they got much else besides that. So they had some cash to spend. So for them, based upon what's out there, he makes the most sense, in my opinion, because you got the hometown kid coming home. Good story. Can he turn it around? A lot of support in the city, different things like that.
And the second year is an option on the second year.
For?
So technically.
Whose option?
It is a team option.
See? Well, that right there plays.
So technically you gave him one for $20 million.
No, you took care of your cap space, too, and served a purpose. You did a lot of different things. I think for them it makes sense.
I mean, it's not a bad toss in the bucket. Nah. If Jabari Parker comes back to where everyone thinks he can, he probably have a 20-point-a-game score.
If he's anywhere from 15 to 20, I think that's probably helping you out.
Man, 15 points gets you $20 million a year now.
Man, why
that's
you
amazing.
Doing
man.
That? I'm with you, man.
Man, that's amazing.
I'm with you, man. It is amazing. Grant Napier showed me DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson filling in. Come back. Jump on the phone lines 339-1140, 800-920-1140, or the Jiffy Lube text line 44-1140. Holla back.